Hello everyone, it's Max. Now, just before we get on with the show, I'd just like to let you know that I now have a YouTube channel. Link will be in the description below. I'd really appreciate it if you could like some of my videos and definitely subscribe. Thanks! Hello and welcome to another episode of Insta Mining. I'm Max and the time of recording is 23rd of July 2021. So this week we have exciting news, which we will get onto later. But first, what have I been doing in Minecraft this week? Not much. I did a bit more work on our house in Minecraft. So that I'm trying to implement an elevator, like a lift, but we don't have one in our house. I just thought it would be more exciting than the stairs. so yeah. But I've mainly been doing this game on Nintendo called Game Builder Garage. I got the demo and then I decided to buy the full version. And basically you can code your own games and it's really cool and fun. So let's get into the news now. Firstly, we've got, well, this is basically, well, there's Optifine news. So Optifine has done Minecraft 1.17.1 pre-release 30 and 1.17 pre-release 26. I don't download the pre-releases, I just download the full versions. And then we also have the Caves and Cliffs experimental snapshots. So they couldn't fit all the new stuff into the data packs, so they're doing experimental snapshots. So you can download them and then put them into the launcher. So it's not like a regular snapshot, which you just go into the patch notes bit, or if you're on Bedrock, just comes up. It's not on the Bedrock beta or on a Java regular snapshot. You have to download it. I don't know about it on Bedrock. I don't play Bedrock that much. So the in experimental snapshot 1 changes compared to Caves and Cliffs part 1. New world height and depth. You probably already heard about that. New mountain biomes. Lofty peaks, snow-capped peaks, grove, meadow, and snowy slopes. Those are the new biomes. New cave generation. Cheese caves, spaghetti caves, and noodle caves. I wonder if it was lunchtime when they were coming up with the names. I mean, they must have been hungry. Local water levels and lava levels in the underground for the aquifers. New cave biomes generate naturally underground and inside mountains, lush caves and dripstone caves. So that's the 3D, that's the 3D biome. So each sub-chunk, so the chunk system is, I think, 16 by 16 squares all around the world. And then there are sub-chunks, which might be, like, I think, 16 blocks tall. So in each of those sub-chunks, they can have their own biome. So it could be, I don't know, a birch forest, for example, on the surface, and then underground there could be a lush cave biome. That's been added, 3D biomes. So the biomes can the new cave biomes and just regular caves can naturally generate in and under the new mountains and the old mountains. Natural variation in terrain shape and elevation independently from biomes. So, for example, forests and deserts could form up on a hill without needing a special biome. So, like, let's say for the plains, instead of needing a hilly plains biome, it can just go up itself. So that's quite cool. But I hope the swamps and the plains keep their flat shape. Because I think they need their flat nature. Yeah. So they can form up on a hill without needing a special biome just for them. New ore distribution. So I'm going to try and sum up the picture. The links to all of these pictures and stuff will be in the description. Okay. Approximate ore distribution for Minecraft 1.18. Not final. So, iron is quite common at the top of mountains. So is emerald. Emerald gets less common as you go further down. Lapis has a little spike around Y0. Yeah, you get a bit of iron coming up from around Y72 down to the bottom, with a little spike around Y16. Gold has a little spike from Y. Sorry, I keep having to zoom in to find it. Gold has a spike from Y. Well, gold will generate from Y32 to the bottom. A diamond generates from Y16 down. It's more common down. At the bottom, coal has a big line at the top in the new mountains, and then a spike from around the old bill height. So that's one, a spike from 192 to zero. There's no coal underneath Y0. Redstone goes from Y16 to Y-64 the same, with a little spike coming out at Y64. Copper is from Y96 to Y0, with the main spike at Y48. So you're most likely to find copper by mining at Y48. So the ones with reduced air exposure are, of course the emerald is only mountains biome, and then coal, the spike of coal is reduced air exposure. There's not reduced air exposure on the mountains, just the spike from Y, I believe it's 192 to Y0, that is reduced air exposure. But you're still most likely to find coal. You're most likely to find coal at Y96, or digging around from the top of mountains to Y136. So yeah, so spike of coal has reduced air exposure. Some lapis has reduced air exposure, gold is reduced air exposure, and so is diamond. So reduced air exposure is when an ore block is about to be placed in a cave when the chunk is generating. If it's exposed to air, then it has a certain chance of being skipped instead and not being placed there. So that does make them a bit rare, but that's why they then made them a bit more common. So yeah. In 1.17, the only one that had a real spike was lapis at Y16. So digging at Y16, you were way more likely to get lapis. Redstone, there was a bunch under Y16, or 1.17. That's why there's so much deep slate, deep slate redstone. And then, of course, diamond was just Y16 down the same. So I think they're making it more interesting, the different colours. So, yeah. So just so that you understand the graph, if you ever go on it, The height is where you can find it, and the width is how much of it you can find at each level. So yeah. And then, what else is on that? Let me get back to the article. Here. Large ore veins, you probably heard about them. So, they're basically, you can find them, I think, mainly with copper, iron and gold. I don't know if they do it with any other ores. If they do it with like diamond stuff, that would be super cool. But I think they only do it with copper, gold and iron. So the ones that that do raw stuff. And they're giant ones. They're surrounded. Wait a sec. Well, basically they're just giant snake-like, tree-like, branchy things. And occasionally you'll find, like, if it's a copper one, you'll find a block of raw copper. If it's an iron one, you'll find a block of raw iron. If it's a gold one, you might find a block of raw gold. And then you're extremely lucky. Okay, so integrated mountains, caves, and cave entrances. Yep. Monsters will only spawn in complete darkness. So that's a big game changer, especially for survival. Because it means like you could light up a whole room with one torch. So yeah, that's a big change. So they have to be in light zero, basically. So, and then they have done a new one. So that's caves and cliffs experimental snapshot. 2. Yeah, so they said we probably won't release new snapshot for a few weeks now, since most of the team is on vacation. With Caves and Cliffs Part 1 released, we're currently hard at work with delivering the second chapter. In Caves and Cliffs Part 2, we're not only updating the caves and adding new mountains, we're also changing the overall terrain generation to make it all fit together. As these features will be very big changes, will bring pretty big changes, we will love your feedback. So basically, go to the Minecraft feedback website and give them all the feedback you can, because they really need it to make the update as good as it can be. So if you have any suggestions, find any bugs, then go and report them, because it really helps them out a lot. We need to sort out some technical things before we can ship these in a normal Java snapshot or Bedrock beta. So in the meantime, we've created an experimental snapshot for Java that you can download separately. That way you can try out the all new world generation and provide us with feedback while we continue our grand work of terraforming the world of Minecraft and integrating it into our normal snapshots and beta series. So that suggests it's probably not going to be on that means it's probably not going to be on Bedrock for a while until they do the betas. Yep, okay. So yeah, so in Experimental Snapshot 2, biome placement is a bit smoother and less noisy. Fewer microbiomes dotting the terrain. Biomes tend to be a bit larger and less fragmented. Okay, what else? Raise cloud level from 128 to 129 in the Y. That's cool, because I sometimes have trouble with the cloud level and then building above it, and then like I get stuck in the cloud. Well, you don't get stuck in the clouds. I just don't like looking at being in clouds, so that's just really inconvenient. And like when you build a super big mega base, it's a bit annoying when the clouds just go through the base and then like they're in the middle of your base and you're like walking through clouds all the time in your storage room or something. That's annoying. Renamed mountains. So renamed the, so they made the old mountains biome basically. So the old mountains biome was just called mountains. So they changed that to extreme hills. Gravelly mountains to gravelly hills. So to reduce the risk of people getting confused when they use locate biome to find the new mountains and end up in the old mountains. Because with the new mountains, you need to type like slash locate biome mountain, and then it comes up with the different mountains, but you didn't want to find the old mountains, because the old mountains are now hills compared to the new mountain. So to reduce risk of people getting confused when they use slash locate biome to find the new mountains and end up in the old mountains. Beachier beaches. Beaches are generally wider, but also in some places there are no beaches at all to provide some variation. So beaches spread further across the coastline. Sheep spawn in meadows. Also more rabbits and less donkeys. Blue orchard no longer spawns in meadows. The swamps were sad because this was a unique thing. And their watercolour is also quite unique. I'm not saying necessarily in a bad way, but that's up to you to decide out. Swamps now generate properly. They generated in weird places before and were sad about that. Okay, swamps are happier now. Added missing biomes, ice spikes and eroded bad. Underground biomes interfere less with surface biomes. They can still leak out of I already said that. Increase the height of some of the peaks. Now they can reach up to 220 to 260 or so, but rarely. Slightly increase the chance of finding large areas with flat terrain. Okay, so like I was saying, I hope they do that with some biomes. Meadows sometimes spawn a lone tree, often with a bee nest. So a lone tree, I think, is like a tree that's just not in the forest, like a random tree. Monsters spawn in the new mountains biomes. Now, I don't know what to think of that. Like, is it just all the time? Is it just at night? Just when it's not lit up? Like, I don't know. I hope it's not just all the time, because that would be a bit hard to explore mountains. I think it's just if it's not... I wonder. Okay. Monsters spawn in the new mountain biomes. Emeralds and infested stone generate in the new mountain biomes. Okay. I guess emeralds wasn't... I guess they had to add it to the emerald generating code bit. Yep. Okay. Made ore veins slightly larger and more frequent, since very few people seem to actually find them in survival. Structures now show up in the right biomes, mostly. Found the right amount of duct tape to put in the right places in the code. Right place in the code. Okay. So, yeah. I guess they were having problems with that. Toned down the mega cave entrances a bit and made them less likely to go all the way down to deep slate level. Getting to diamond zone was just a bit too easy. Because you can literally jump through an entrance in a mountain and then get all the way down to diamonds level. Made cheese caves a bit smaller on average. They can still be huge though. And a bit less likely to intersect the surface. Okay. Reduce the chance of sand and gravel being placed in such a way that they immediately fall down on generation. Replaced with sandstone or stone in these cases. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. The falling blocks were messing up the terrain as well as performance. Still happens, but not as often. Okay. Zombie, skeleton, spider and cave spider spawners now spawn mobs up to block light level 11. Although the mobs spawning in complete darkness did not affect the difficulty of vanilla spawners, recognize that these spawners haven't been a real challenge for a while now. We hope these changes will make conquering a spawner a bit more exciting challenge. Spawners have a new custom spawn rules tag, which lets you override the spawn rules of the spawn mob. In the tag, you can specify a block light limit, which indicates the highest block light in the... which indicates the highest light block the spawners will spawn mobs at. This change is to enable map makers to use spawners in a more customizable matter to spawn mobs in any light levels they choose. Okay, note, these snapshots are experimental. Some features may be significantly changed or even removed if needed to improve performance. Okay, so here are some issues that they know happen, and they might, some of them they might fix, some of them they won't. Okay, opening a world from experimental snapshot 1 causes an error. So you need to create a new world for this snapshot. Maybe that's because of the new clouds. Like, I don't know. I think because clouds aren't, like, I guess it's because they changed the terrain generation a bit. So, yeah. Okay, some of these are pretty big. Low performance. We are working on performance optimization for the normal snapshots coming later. Nether terrain is messed up. I haven't seen that. End pillars don't generate. However, they do generate where you respawn the dragon. Red sand is hard to obtain because badlands mostly generate on plateaus. Aquifers sometimes break coastlines in an ugly way. So those are all bugs that they know about. If you do find any bugs, then do report them, because it helps them out a ton. I think that is pretty much it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so I'm gonna say bye now. Bye!